This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ Radio in Toledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports. And I guess Monday, August the 10th, we're officially going to get high school sports back in Illinois. Brian, I was looking at the calendar. I think the last interscholastic event in Illinois occurred on March the 11th. It's going to be a weird schedule, but I guess finally something to look forward to on August the 10th. It's been a long time, that's for sure.
It sure has, and it may not be the sports we're used to seeing, but it's going to be great to see golf and cross country and some of those sports underway out there to give youngsters a chance to get back into the field of competition and maybe get to a little bit of a sense of normalcy in these unprecedented times.
What were your emotions in all of this last week when we were awaiting this modified schedule to be released, or basically we were waiting for a decision for the IHSA? And, you know, I think a lot of people were worried about, well, complete cancellation of fall, and they proceed with the modified schedule, basically kind of trying to cram basically four seasons into the school year this year. And of course, the big push becomes, you know, mid-November to the end of June. And I don't know how many plans, maybe that's a good question we could ask the IHSA, how many plans that they probably had before, you know, they made public this official plan last week. But what did you think of it?
Well, I tell you what, I know you can't please everybody all the time, and I was a little disappointed with the folks on social media who went immediately on the offensive to kind of bash the plan. I kind of felt like it was playing for the consolation title in a tournament. Obviously, it's not your first choice by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it was as fair as you could be to try, and I say try because we don't know what's going to be happening 2 months from now, health-wise and otherwise, but to try to get at least a little bit of a segment of those seasons, and I thought they did the best they could. And I certainly understand the concerns about the weather for outdoor activities like football in February and March, but hey, it is what it is. It isn't the first game plan that you'd have, but as you say, they probably went through hundreds of potential plans and came up with this one.
Yeah, and that's too, I kind of echo what you say. Because the emotions going in, we didn't know what was going to happen. And I think, you know, a lot of the emotions, you know, we haven't had anything. And as they say, beggars can't be choosers, and we'll kind of take what we can get. Well, then the plan is offered, and then that's when people shred it. Now, I know Monday, August 10th, looks like cross country and golf are going to occur. But, you know, when you talk to people with the announcement of the modified schedule, it still doesn't mean that games are going to be played, because we still have to meet these benchmarks and these thresholds to get to November 15th, you know, when boys and girls basketball season rolls around and when wrestling rolls around. And then, of course, in February when the modified calendar comes into play for football. You know, so to me, you know, we're doing this interview, Brian, as we speak on August the 7th. You know, I still think that the next 3 months are huge. I mean, can we get to November 15th, and can we actually start basketball and wrestling practice? Because if we can't, then what happens?
Right. That's a very good point. And I wanted to just kind of mention what Commissioner Kevin Warren said in the Big Ten. Just because we're releasing a schedule does not mean that we're going to be playing games. Well, that's obviously kind of the same caveat with the IHSA. Just because they've put together this modified calendar, as you mentioned just moments ago, doesn't mean we'll be at those benchmarks necessary for reopening or for contact sports or whatever else. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a good sign. It gives us reason for hope and optimism, but I think there's a lot of other things that have to fall into place between now and November.
Yeah, and I know, you know, I heard some criticism from those people that follow spring sports, and I think their frustration, you know, I understand their frustration of being canceled last year, but I know some people feel that they're getting shortchanged this year with the shortened spring season. I mean, I'm just to the point where please let us have a spring season. Let us have a winter season, a summer season, you can call it now, next year when they have baseball and softball and track. But I look at the one thing that I'm concerned about, and I know I talked to basketball coach up in your area, Kyle Benson at Lena Winslow, who's an assistant football coach, and I said to him, and he kind of agrees, I think the sport that is most behind the eight ball right now is high school wrestling, because they're scheduled to start in mid-November, and they're the highest risk sport. So they have to meet the top level echelon. Or we have to meet in the Restore Illinois plan, we have to get almost back to the top level to say, well, these kids can wrestle. And that's the sport I'm really concerned about in mid-November. Are they going to be able to have a season? Because as it stands now, that doesn't look too promising just three months away.
Yeah, Jim, that's something I hadn't really thought of, but that's a very good point when you take that high-risk category and then, you know, put them not in the spring but in the winter. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see if we do have the start of wrestling season. And it could be like a lineup of dominoes. If you're in a situation where wrestling can't go, who would imagine that you'd be able to play football shortly thereafter? So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting, and things may change on the landscape from day to day.
All right, and I know as the season progresses, we'll still do our regular segment as we get rolling in late August, but I wanted to get another summer edition out. And a couple more things before you leave us this morning, I know I Facebooked this out, social media this out earlier this summer with the passing of, because this is always, I love these type of stories, with the passing of Lou Henson a couple weeks ago, his connections to Northwest Illinois run deep because his wife is a native of Lanark, Illinois. So can you pick up the story? And Lou actually worked at a vegetable packing plant one summer. How about that? So you tell the story to our listening audience.
Yeah, he actually did come work for the Green Giant packing plant. I guess it was a good job, and it was a job that basketball players enjoyed. So he had, as a former player, and then becoming a coach, he had that job. Had some local basketball players and some other basketball players that kind of worked for him. He met Mary Brantner and thus married her, and always had a lifelong connection here to Carroll County. Had made several appearances. He came back after the Final Four appearance and spoke at the Northwest Illinois Sports Hall of Fame banquet. They said there were like 500 people in the building that night. Also, a few years back, they had a special Old Settlers Days. I think it was their 100th or 150th anniversary of Lanark, and they made him and Mary Grand Marshals of the parade. So that was really cool. But yeah, it all kind of started in a packing plant, and one of the local newspaper men wrote that he worked at Green Giant with Lou Henson back in the day, and learned a lot about the game of basketball and a lot about the game of life just from working alongside Lou Henson, and also kind of had a lifelong connection to him.
And vegetable packing as well. All right, one other interesting story that you sent me an email this week, and I thought this was accurate. You have two former Northwest Upstate Illini schools that co-op football with schools from Wisconsin, and they play in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin's going to try and have football in the fall. So those schools that are from Illinois, so it'd be it's Warren, and I think, is it Scales Mound? So they
yes,
co-op
yep.
with a Wisconsin school. So how does can they participate as a co-op from Illinois in that Wisconsin school co-op and play Wisconsin football in the fall? How's that going to work?
That's a great question, and currently Warren co-ops with Blackhawk, and then Scales Mound is in a tryout with Schulzberg and Benton, Wisconsin, and that was one of the things that athletic officials at both schools checked into immediately, and Warren High School issued a release this past week that said the IHSA and the Illinois Department of Public Health and the governor's office all kind of weighed in, and the decision is if the WIAA goes with a fall schedule, the Illinois students will not be able to participate. I'm not sure what Scales Mountain's thought process is, but Warren has said they will, you know, go down every avenue to try to get a chance for their players to play in the spring if, in fact, the WIAA does not change their schedule and their players are ruled ineligible to play.
Wow, what an interesting story that's going to be. Because so Wisconsin's, they're playing fall football, right, as we speak right now?
Yeah, I think they may have pushed the start of the season back just a little bit into September, but I do know that as of right now, as of today, they are planning on going with a fall season.
All right. Now, I saw, too, one final point here. So eight-man, and there's a lot of eight-man team up in your area with the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association that are still kind of outside the purview of IHSA, but their season, I know I talked to John Lawler a couple of weeks back from Alden Hebron, and they're planning their schedule's basically going to coincide with the IHSA football schedule with the mid-February start games in mid-March. But I had heard or had read somewhere maybe they're going to go with a 6-week regular season and have 3 weeks of the playoffs. So I think they're going to try and crown a state champ, right? Have you heard that?
That's what I read as well, and that's the understanding that I have, that with their limited numbers, you could have, you know, six games and then have a shortened, you know, basically, I guess, what, you know, three rounds of the playoffs, and I guess that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Yep. All right.
And Jim, I got one more thing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure if our listeners know, but last week, Iowa was able to finish their summer sports seasons, and they crowned champions in baseball and softball. Okay, I watched quite a bit of them on MediaCom, really, you know, just dying to get some live sports to watch. I saw the strangest delay I've ever seen in a sporting event. I don't know if you heard this or not, but one of the semifinal games a week ago on Friday was supposed to start at 10:30, and I was working kind of a modified schedule, so I was home up until about 11:15 each morning, so I was going to watch this game. And you know how when one game finishes, you know, they'll have, you know, they get the field ready, they'll say new start time is this time. So they kept posting new start time, not 10:30, 10:50, and I'm like, what's going on? Well, long story short, one of the players got locked in the bathroom, and it took them 20 minutes to get him out. And not only, I mean, I don't know what school it was, I just know it was one of the semifinals. I don't know the lad's name, but I know in the championship game, his team advanced, they were talking about him, saying, yeah, he's the guy that got locked in the bathroom that caused the 20-minute delay on Friday. And I'm like, wow, I think that would be information that you'd just be like, you know, that's not, we're not going to mention names.
Because the next question is, well, how in the world did he get locked in the bathroom?
Right, yeah. I guess they have, at Principal Park, they have a dugout bathroom, and he got locked inside for 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get our regular segment rolling here probably in late August as we finally have some games and competitions to talk about. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.